It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, a very happy new year to all of you as we get together for the first time here in 2017. Boy, it's hard to believe that we have once again turned the calendar to a new year. Sean Bennett, as always, great to have you standing with me in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. And after a couple of quiet weeks as far as topics on our weekly wrestling program, we've got a few things to talk about this week.
Yeah, all the holiday tournaments are all wrapped up finally. We're back on schedule. Wrestling tournaments again head on to the weekend. So it's kind of nice to get that all in order. But wow, there was a ton of stuff that went on over the course of last week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We're going to have Vinny Corelli, the wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic, join us. They had a pretty good showing at the Toledo St. John's tournament.
Yeah, that's a nice kind of thing too about this holiday week. Since the kids are out of school, a lot of these schools head out and try their luck at some different venues. And like you said, Elyria Catholic went out to Toledo. Firelands was out there in Defiance. And Avon Lake went all the way down to West Virginia. So they get to go out and they get to see different wrestlers, teams they don't normally see around the area. So yeah, it was kind of fun to kind of keep track online of where all these guys were doing, what they were doing.
And I know one of the tournaments that we talked about last week on the show, and we'll touch on it more in the next segment, but the Brecksville Holiday Tournament.
Big tournament, kind of like an Ironman Junior, what we usually say. The town out there, they just had a ton of nationally ranked kids, four or five nationally ranked teams, just a huge pool of talent. And Elyria went in there and won it for the, I think, for their first time. At least the first time in a long time, if not. So a really good showing for them.
All right, so we got a lot to talk about between now and whatever we decide to finish, because we don't have anything to really back time into until we have high school basketball tonight right here on WEOL. Special Thursday night edition of high school basketball. Z Zoltai will be over at Open Door to bring you the Patriots hosting the Phoenix from Oberlin High School. So Sean Bennett and I, we've got all the time we want on our Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. So we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, Sean and I will take a look at what happened on the mats last weekend. We touched on a couple of those tournaments, so we'll go through some of the individual standouts for the local teams that were out on the mats last weekend. So stay with us. It's our Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Glad to be bringing it to you each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our Thursday night wrestling recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, as we mentioned during our opening, this being our first show as far as the 2017 calendar year is concerned. But boy, wrestling action are really in the meat of things, and especially now that the holidays are over, it'll really crank up. Sean, as we mentioned, a busy weekend last weekend. A lot of teams went out on the road. Let's just talk about, let's start with that Brecksville Holiday Tournament. We teased it a little bit before we took the break. As you said, Elyria High, number one. They finished first out of 48 teams. Let's talk about some of the standout wrestlers for Elyria over at that Brecksville Tournament.
Yeah, again, that's a super impressive performance. That is such a tough tournament, and Elyria was pretty much led it wire to wire. They came in, and their kids, I think every kid they showed up with Well, they actually had a full slot, but almost every kid there pretty much was winning. They were winning early by pins, and that's how you build that early lead. You got to get those extra points. You can't just win a match. You have to win dominantly, and those guys were winning dominantly. They were racking up pins. They were racking up technical falls. They were racking up major decisions. When it all came down, they actually finished with 8 placers out of 14 wrestlers, so that's more than half the guys they showed up with. Ended up on the podiums there, and ended up on the podiums at Brecksville is a tough feat. But obviously the highlights would be JT Brown and Kevin Vo, because they both won championships at their weight class. And then freshman Dylan Shaver made it back-to-back placements in tough tournaments. He placed at Beast of the East out in Delaware a couple weeks ago, and now placed here at Brecksville as winning. I think he became only the 8th or 9th, actually all 3 of Elyria's freshmen actually placed. Mick Burnett, Dylan Shaver, and Drew Patera all placed. But Dylan was runner-up, so he's the first freshman, I think, to finish in the finals at Brecksville in their history.
Sean, I want to go back to Kevin Vo, Elyria's superlative heavyweight, finished first at 285. I know going all the way back to when we did our preview over at the Brew Kettle in Amherst, and then having Eric Burnett on a few weeks ago, waiting for Kevin to kind of get to where he should be, the premier wrestler. Do you sense he's basically getting to that level now?
Yeah, he's dominating, and he's the good thing for him mentally is he's had injuries,
right,
that he's had to deal with over the last couple years, and he's coming back from that. But you know, mentally, he hasn't lost to anybody from Ohio yet. All his losses this year have been in the big tournaments in at Beast of the East and Ironman to out-of-state talent. So really, at this point, it's got a good problem to have. He's battling for the national ranking, and he started 4 in the country at the start of the season. He's kind of slipped down to number 10 because of a couple losses in those big tournaments. But as far as he's concerned, he hasn't lost to anybody that he'll see on the way to a potential state championship. And he battled some big names down there this week, and he kind of did a really good job as far as against those guys.
So, again, congratulations to Kevin. As you said, JT Brown, number 1 at 182. And Midview had a couple of placers over at the Brecksville tournament.
Yeah, and not just them. I mean, they had a bunch of guys that didn't reach the podium but still got points for Midview. Again, they finished 19th out of 48 teams, and a lot of people think, well, 19th place finish is not, you know, that big of a deal. But 19th place finish at Brecksville out of the 48 teams they invite is a big deal. And even though they only finished with 2 placers, a lot of those guys did a lot of work on the mats and got big wins and racked up some points for Midview to get them that finish. So there was a good showing from them. But obviously the shining star out of that was Spencer Berthold. Got to the finals, beat a state placer on the way. Just an outstanding performance by Spencer, and not to be unexpected. He's kind of ranked in the state right now at his weight class in Division I. So that was what kind of he needed, I think, right at this mid-season point to kind of boost him and give him some confidence and give him rolling so he can kind of ramp up over the last half of the season.
I know when we talked to Sean Bristow last week, the head coach over at Midview, he said we're going to use this as a barometer. We're going to see where we're at as a program. So, as you say, 19th, that's nothing to sniff at considering the caliber of competition. I would imagine Sean was very pleased with that.
I would think so. I mean, I didn't talk to him personally, and we had Brad Bourneville was out there covering it for us because he kind of goes to that tournament every year, and he probably got to talk to those guys a little bit more than I did. But in talking to Sean in the past, he's not like Eric, who was also at the tournament, who Eric, like, you know, he's just always looking for more and this and that. Sean, you know, he tends to definitely like what he sees out of his guys, you know, at points and this and that. And then, but at the same time, those guys are high level coaches. They are definitely always looking to improve and things like that. So I expect that he'll take also the stuff that they didn't do right, and they'll work on that, and they'll just kind of keep ramping up. I mean, they have a tough SWC schedule opening up pretty soon, and they've got state duels. They've got a lot of big hurdles still in their way today.
Again, Tim Elkhorn from WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, as we bring you our weekly Thursday Night Wrestling Recap presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Let's pivot over to the Vermilion holiday. We talked about this last week on the show, and obviously Vermilion hosting their own tournament did very, very well.
Right. They went undefeated, and they went 9-0, and it was the tournament format like Brandon said when we had him on. Brandon Gilbert, the coach of Vermilion, said they just basically have 4 rounds on the first day, 5 rounds on the second day, and every team just kind of faces off against each other, and then they kind of let it stand. And Vermilion and Columbia went undefeated until the final match, and Vermilion beat Columbia 51-21 in the final duel to win the tournament. But good showings out of a lot of our local teams. Clearview was fourth out of 10 teams. Midview, you'll notice on that, kind of confusing because Midview was also at Brecksville, but Midview sent a good chunk of their team. They put their top level guys over at Brecksville, and then they put some of their varsity and some of their JVs kind of a mix together to go to the Vermilion Holiday Duels, and they went 5-4. So that's pretty encouraging when you send not even your full varsity team to a varsity event, and they still finish with a winning record. So real good showing for those guys as well.
And again, coming up in our next segment, we'll hear from Vinny Corelli, the head wrestling coach over at Elyria Catholic. But Sean, real quick, before we talk to Vinny, Toledo St. John's Invitational and EC, 11th out of 18 teams, but they had three placers.
Right, and that's again, that's what you want. You want your guys that you expect to do well, and that's what he got. He's got two champions out of Robbie Cobb and Stan Blyke. And Steve Ferguson, who was an outstanding freshman for them last year, went in there and finished on the podium at 120, which is always a tough thing, because Steve was wrestling at 106 pounds last year. And when you jump up multiple weight classes after a year, there's always kind of like it seems like a lull period. And Steve's doing a good job kind of adjusting to that heavier weight. But obviously Stan Blyke, he was named tournament MVP for the that's the second tournament MVP of the season already. He's got multiple over the year. He's still undefeated. Stan Blyke is a three-time sectional, three-time district winner, three-time state qualifier. He's looking to, not only improve upon his third-place finish in the state last year, but he's looking to become a Larry Catholic's first state champion since Scotty Burnett back in 1997. So he's definitely on a roll and looking pretty focused right now.
Again, we'll talk to Vinny Corelli during our next segment. And to close things off here in our opening segment, Sean, the Defiance Tri-State Border War. I love the name of that, just the Tri-State Border War. Firelands went out there and had eight placers.
Yeah, definitely another, kind of a big field tournament. I looked at some of the schools that competed in that, and there's 27 teams out there. And Firelands, just like Elyria, had eight placers. Anytime you have that many placers, that's definitely an encouraging thing. You're seeing some of these names that we didn't see earlier in the season back in the lineup. Larry Verhovic is back in the lineup. But you also see the same guys. Sean Lipscomb's back in the lineup, and he actually won a championship at heavyweight. But DJ Childers finished runner-up at 220. Their amazing freshman, Peyton Bergdorf, was third at 106. Patrick Keown has been like a multiple district qualifier since he transferred in as a sophomore. He finished third at 170. I mean, they just have a ton of guys really kind of getting the job done and landing on podiums at tournaments. And that's what you kind of need to do to just kind of keep yourself getting ready to peak at that crucial time of the season.
And Sean, before we wrap things up here in segment one, a quick word or two about Black River over at Marion Hardy.
Yeah, Black River, went down to a nice, tough tournament down in Marion. Finished 14th out of 31 teams, middle of the field with a abbreviated lineup. They don't have, everybody in their lineup right now, but Jacob Campbell is their kind of shining star, and he finished third at 195. Zach LaHood, fourth at 106. Their heavyweight's been outstanding all season. DP Schrenkel, he was fifth at 285. So those three guys have definitely been kind of setting the pace, and they definitely have another good showing.
All right, good stuff. Well, we'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we're going to talk with the head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic High School. Vinny Corelli will join us. We'll also take a look at what's coming up this weekend out on the mats as things really get back into full swing following the holidays. So stay with us. It's the Thursday Wrestling Recap presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn from WEOL, Sean Bennett, the wrestling guru from the Chronicle Telegram. We're coming back after this on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. And, of course, you can listen online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram covers the wrestling beat in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio throughout the wrestling season. Sean and I get together each and every Thursday right here on AM 930 WEOL to talk a little bit about the wrestling scene in our area. We welcome you back. And we welcome in the head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic High School, Vinny Corelli, as he joins us here on our weekly wrestling program to talk a little bit about what's happening with the Elyria Catholic Panthers out on the mat. Vinny, great to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Sean and I were talking during our last segment, your team coming off an appearance at the Toledo St. John's Invitational last week. Just talk a little bit about that, how you feel your team fared, and some individual standouts as far as Panthers out on the mats for you.
I thought we wrestled really well. Half of our team was missing. You know, we have a small team to begin with. The holidays made it a little tough. A couple kids are on vacation. Two other kids were hurt, so we took three kids with us, finished 11th out of the 20 teams that were there. All three kids wrestled tremendous. Stephen Ferguson, sophomore at 120, placed a fifth. And then Robbie Cobb and Stan Blyke both won the tournament. Stan was tournament MVP. So, it was good to get out there and see a lot of different competition. There's some Division I schools there as well. So, it was a good look for our guys just to get that different styles and, you know, different competition, guys we haven't seen before and probably might not see the rest of the year. So overall, I thought we were pretty solid there.
Vinny, I was just going to ask if it being the Christmas break made it a little bit easier to travel away, but obviously it does not. So, but you are used to traveling. You guys go to the Catholic Invitational Tournament, which sometimes takes you all the way down to the south of the state and things like that. What are some of the big benefits of getting away from our area? And like you said, you mentioned seeing some different guys, but it's got to be fun. Mental thing too for the guys to kind of do a little road tripping and kind of go out and wrestle in some different areas.
Yeah, the good benefits are we have a lot of fun while we're traveling there. You know, we screw around a lot in the van, kids are having fun, you know, so it takes your mind off wrestling a little bit. But the wrestling benefits are, you know, we're seeing kids that we might not see the rest of the year or that we haven't seen yet, different wrestling styles. And then again, we will see some kids that we could possibly see at the end of the year, you know, at the district and the state tournament if we get that far. So it's a good time for us to kind of mark our territory per se and just let these kids know, you know, for a kid like Stan, you know, he's got to mark his territory. He's got to say, okay, hey, I'm here to win a state title and, you know, I'm going to beat whoever's in front of me and you know, set the tone right then and then when it comes time to see that kid at the end of the year, you know, we got a little bit of an edge.
And you obviously have a good feel for Stan better than anybody else, you know, because you've seen how he's gone through a season over the last few seasons and things like that. He's rolling as expected, rolling as he has in the past. Do you feel like he's even better than where he normally is at this point? I mean, he looks good always at the end of the season. He always wins a sectional title, always wins a district title, always gets a stake. What are you kind of seeing from him right now? He looks just totally dominant.
Well, this year, you know, he took a little time off in the summer, didn't do as much wrestling. He actually got hurt as well in the summertime, but I think his battery's nice and charged at this point. There was usually the last couple of years we had some, you know, we had some nagging injuries and we were just not, you know, it was taking us a longer time to get to where we wanted. This year, I think with the rest and I think not cutting so much weight, we're getting to our peak point a little quicker. Not that that's a good thing. We don't really want to peak too soon, but we're sharpening up right now so we can get to that peak point at the right time. So he's at this point in time this year, his technique is flawless right now, and he's not fighting any weight battles. He's mentally right in the game. He's perfect where he needs to be mentally, and now we're just getting stronger as the season goes on. So. This is the best year we've had with him with that kind of thing. And as well with Robbie Cobb, he's, you know, Stan's rubbing off on him a little bit. And Robbie is, is seeing that and getting the benefits of that as well, too.
Again, we're talking with Vinny Corelli, head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic, as he joins us on our Thursday night wrestling recap show right here on AM 930 WEOL. Vinny, you mentioned Robbie Cobb, and you kind of stole my question there, but I wanted to ask you about other wrestlers aside from Stan that you really expect to pick it up now that the calendar has turned into 2017.
Yeah, and Robbie is one of those guys, and he actually has, I think he's like 14-2 right now. He's won two tournaments, had a little hiccup over there at Hudson when we were there a couple weeks ago, but, you know, bounced back over in Toledo this past weekend or last weekend. And really, his technique is coming along. I mean, those two are drill partners, and they just work so hard in the room, you know, and they push each other. And it just Robbie is, you know, he's got a legit shot as well to make it to the state tournament at 138. And he's really coming on. He's getting to where he needs to be as well. So, also Stephen Ferguson, we're kind of battling him a little bit right now. But Stephen's, you know, he's got the weight under control, which is great. We're still trying to get the maturity stuff of him. He's, you know, he's only a sophomore, so, you know, once we get him to figure out that he's as good as he really is, and once he understands that, you know, this guy's not going to lose very much. But we're making strides with him as well. He's 8-4 right now. He's placed in all three of the tournaments we've been in. So, you know, he's doing good as well.
We mentioned, I also mentioned that CIT, it's one of the more prestigious wrestling tournaments in the state. And I know you guys are off this weekend, kind of. CIT is kind of on the horizon as the next big tournament. I got the privilege to cover that years ago when Elyria Catholic hosted it, and just want to kind of get your thoughts on preparing for that tournament, going to that tournament every year. And for those who don't know, it kind of rotates through the four corners of the state each year, so that you know each different Catholic school can get a chance to host it. It just seems like a tournament that's fun to be part of, and again, a nice time to road trip and kind of have some fun with the kids.
Yeah, you know, we're there 14, 15, I think, or 15, 16, whatever that Saturday and Sunday is, and it's a great tournament. There's 40-some teams there. The competition is unbelievable. It's a really good test for all of our kids to see where we're at and to see, you know, where we're going to be and what their goals are. Like, you know, this tournament may be as tough or tougher than the state tournament at some weight classes. And for us, it's a great test. So, you know, what do we need to do to get to that state tournament? After we leave that tournament, you know, are we good enough to get to the state tournament? What do we need to do to get better? What do we need to work on? And then if we do well in there, you know, it's making a few adjustments to get higher on the podium or to make sure we're getting down to the state tournament and getting on the podium as well. So it's a fun trip. This year it's a little closer. It's in the Columbus area at Otterbein University. It makes for a nice little fun trip. You know, it's a two-hour drive this year instead of the 4.5 we had last year. And the thing I don't like about that tournament is it's on a Saturday and a Sunday instead of Friday, Saturday. But, you know, we make it work. It'll be a nice little fun trip down to Columbus. The kids are excited. You know, we'll have the whole team wrestling there. And we'll be ready. You know, we'll be ready to go. So
there you go. Well, Vinny, we appreciate you spending the time with us here tonight, right here on AM 930 WEOL. Again, as Sean said, kind of a quieter weekend this weekend with that CIT right around the corner. But we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. And again, congratulations on your three guys' success at Toledo St. John's last week.
Great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, right. Vinny.
Thanks, Coach.
Vinny Corelli, the head wrestling coach at Elyria Catholic, as he joins us here on the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. All right, Sean Bennett, before we wrap things up, a quick look at what's happening out on the mats this weekend. Who's going where?
Well, we got four county schools going to the Penn City Invitation out at Perry High School, Amherst, Avon Lake, and North Ridgeville. That's where I will be this weekend. I finally get unchained from the sports desk and get out on the mats or get out near the mats. I will not be on the mats to kind of, you know, check out some wrestling, and I'm kind of really, really looking forward to that. I went to that tournament last year, and it's a really good tournament, and, you know, it's a lot of fun out there. Firelands and Lorraine will be traveling out toward the area to the Perrysburg Invitational. But if you want to stay close to home here, Columbia is hosting their annual invitational. That's a long, I would think, in the 40-year annual for Columbia. They've been hosting that tournament forever. Columbia, Elyria will send out their white team there. Oberlin will be at that team. We will have local wrestlers kind of, you know, hitting the mats here in Lorraine County this weekend as well. And then, obviously, Black River and Vermilion heading down to Mansfield for the J.C. Gorman Invitational, another longtime tournament. Keystone's at Plymouth for their Invitational, and Midview's handing out for one of those dual-team tournaments, the West Branch Duels as well.
And anything in your column that you want to plug as we look forward to your weekly wrestling column?
Well, we'll be covering a lot of the tournaments that we kind of talked about tonight. You know, we only got to cover the Vermilion Holiday and the Brecksville Holiday over the course of last week, so we'll be letting people know a little bit more in detail what went on, talking about some other things. And got a kind of a special a leadoff note that's kind of fun that kind of talked with one of the coaches about that I think people enjoy as well. Kind of goes with the holiday theme a little bit, heartwarming. So
there you go. What was on the menus?
Yes, yeah, it's all about the buffets, the holiday buffets.
There you go. Well, again, great to be back together with you again on a Thursday night. We'll look forward to your column tomorrow in the Chronicle Telegram. And, of course, we thank Vinnie Corelli, the head coach of Elyria Catholic, for joining this week on our Thursday Wrestling Recap. So that's going to do it. Keep in mind, high school basketball comes your way at 7 o'clock tonight. Z Zoltai over at Open Door to bring you the Patriots taking on the Phoenix from Oberlin High School. So hoops at 7. But boy, we've had a lot of wrestling talk for you right here on our weekly Thursday Wrestling Recap. So again, we thank you very much for dialing in. Yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We'll do this again next Thursday night at 6, right here on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone, great way, as you download that WEOL mobile app. And you can listen online as well at WEOL.com.